Here she
Yes,
is.
Miss Jessica.
Thank
Hit us
you,
up.
Sarah. Thank you. I'll see you later.
See you on the other side.
Okay.
Women are history makers, movers and shakers. You can't mistake their impact on our lives. Women are history makers, movers and shakers, groundbreakers. Time to recognize. Time to recognize.
Okay, I have a word for you. Suffrage, SUFFRAGE, means the right to vote. Hundreds of years in our country, women were told no, and that they should stay silent when it came to how our country was run. Not until 1920 did they change the Constitution. Sojourner Truth and Susan B. Anthony, yes to women's rights and no to slavery. All of the suffragettes were an example of bravery. For years they organized, their power grew and grew, and women got that right to vote, so you know it's true that women are history makers, movers and shakers. You can't mistake their impact on our lives. Women are history makers, movers and shakers, groundbreakers. Time to recognize. Time to recognize. Okay, here's another word. Equal, EQUAL, as great as, to the same degree. Ruth Bader Ginsburg fought for gender equality. This amazing lawyer was a justice on the Court Supreme with a really cool nickname, the Notorious RBG. Women all around us who support civil liberties see what's out of balance in our laws and our communities. Then they jump into action and use their words to create unity. Their passion stirs inside, all can rejoice. The greatest tool of a woman is her voice. Women are history makers, movers and shakers. You can't mistake their impact on our lives. Women are history makers, movers and shakers, groundbreakers. Time to recognize. Time to recognize. All right, check this one. Global, GLOBAL, means the world entirely. Women all around the globe are also making history. Like Greta Thunberg, who was Swedish and at age 15, made the world see that we have to keep our earth healthy. Keep on learning other names, one thing is a guarantee. Women near and far and everywhere are making history. And they inspire us to become all that we can be. It feels so good to shout it out. There is no that women are what? Women are history makers, movers and shakers. You can't mistake their impact on our lives. Women are history makers, movers and shakers, groundbreakers. Time to recognize. Time to recognize. All right, one more. Vital, V-I-T-A-L, means necessary in our lives. Without women, there'd be no you or me. They're why we're alive. Moms, grandmas, guardians, aunts, sisters, cousins, friends, too. Shout out to all the great women all around you. They can be scientists, pharmacy CEOs, architects, bankers, technicians, teachers, artists, doctors, nurses, engineers, coders, politicians. Let your gratitude for all they do parade women of the world. We thank you. Women are history makers, movers and shakers. You can't mistake their impact on our lives. Women are history makers, movers and shakers, groundbreakers. Yeah. Women are history makers, movers and shakers. You can't mistake their impact on our lives. Women are history makers, movers and shakers, groundbreakers. Time to recognize. Now we recognize.
Miss Jessica, I love that. I love getting to see that. You are one talented child of God. Thank you. And some of you know that Leo and I have a good time creating and getting silly with each other. And so every now and then we'll break out in that song that women are history makers, movers and shakers. You better recognize. And she's right. Without women, none of us would be here. So I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that we are here together. And today is about Mary and Martha. And it's about who they are. It's about what they are. It's about what they represent. My talk is called There's Something About Mary. And today is, and Martha. And today is not about Cameron Diaz. It is about Mary and Martha. And Leo, Sarah said it earlier that it is artistry, what you put together before the service every week, that 10-minute countdown. And I'm so taken with what you did with the theme for today. Do I even need to say anything? I'm going to ask you to play that again. It is, it's lovely. It's beautiful. Can you play that again? Can you play that piece that you played?
I have the power. I have the power. Yes. Here we go.
Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
Leo, thank you. That was beautiful. It's so sweet. It's so biblical. And how did you get it cast like that and find that narrator's voice? Anyway, thank you so much. So let's listen to this story once again. It's very short. It's a very short little piece in the Bible. Doesn't get used a whole lot. But this story falls right, it's in the book of Luke, and it falls right between the stories of the Good Samaritan and of the Lord's Prayer. And it says, Jesus visits Martha and Mary. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, 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 you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. The end. So You know, we hear these short little stories in the Bible whenever we get our Bibles out and read them. And we have to remember that the Bible was written by a lot of writers writing for a period in time for whatever was going on, telling these stories. And for the most part, they were all passed down. So they were stories, versions of stories, and versions of stories. But we know in Unity, we don't take the Bible literally, because if we did, we would certainly have to use our imagination to start filling in all the blanks of the story, because that's just a little snippet of the story. So when I was thinking about this, and my creative mind was writing in some details, like, okay, first of all, Jesus was moving with his disciples. You saw them in that little teeny tiny film, mini film. Where were the disciples? Maybe they were coming to the house, Martha's house. Now, important side note here. Even though back during that time, if you forgot a woman's name, chances are good it was going to be Mary. Mary! when in doubt, say Mary. This is Mary of Bethany. And Bethany is this small village not far from Jerusalem where they lived. And we don't know the story of why this house belongs to Martha, because that was very, very, very unusual for a woman to be the head of a house at that time. Now, another little sidebar that's not mentioned in this particular passage is Mary and Martha are the sisters of Lazarus. And Jesus was friend to all of them. He was a friend of this family. So it's not likely that this was the first time he was stopping by the house. And it seems like it was not a big surprise, like it was probably planned. I don't know how they would know that. It's not like Jesus could call ahead and say, hey, girl, stopping by. So I'm just imagining also Martha getting flustered that, oh my God, we're having company and the house is a mess. I haven't swept the dirt on the floor yet and moved the rocks. And I can see her in there with a big bunch of bagels in the kitchen, crushing hummus. They didn't have cream cheese then, to try to prepare. And the thing that she's upset about is that Sister Mary doesn't want to help. She just wants to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear what he has to say. Gather the wisdom of this incredible storyteller, this rabbi who was going around sharing the good word with people, the good word which was within all of them. So if we keep looking at this little passage here, no one's making her wrong. No one's making her bad for this, but you know, she is being a little passive aggressive. Little bit of triangulation going on there. She's like, Jesus, is it not wrong that Mary is just sitting here with you and not helping me? Now Jesus could have said, Martha, why don't you ask her yourself? She's right here. But he didn't do that. He rose above that. Because here's what the story is telling us. We always have to look beyond what we think is the obvious, or certainly beyond what appears to be literal. So Jesus, we know in Unity, represents the Christ within all of us, represents that place of the highest within us. And Mary, I'm thinking about how Mary, it's always expected at that period of time for the woman to be the host, to be preparing the home. And when I think of Mary, I think there was way before there was Yentl, before there was Barbara Streisand and Manny Patinkin, there was Mary and Jesus. She wanted the discipleship of Jesus. So here's where I want to go with this and why I think this story is important for us today. Mary represents the spiritual. She represents the soul, that part of us that is still, that is doing our exercising our spiritual work, our spiritual practice. Martha is the doer. She's busy doing. Neither are wrong. We have to have both of them. So this story is about balance. And for this Libra, that's one reason this story is so important, because I can make a mean to-do list. I've mentioned it too often before. A to-do list that is humanly impossible to do. So Martha is a doer. Mary is a beer. Beer, not a beer, a beer. And Jesus is the presence, that stillness. And Martha is showing us the importance of the preparation. And well, you get the picture. The other thing that this story is so much about, aside from the balance, aside from, we have our responsibilities in life. Yes, we have our responsibilities. We do have things. We're not going to sit around all day long and meditate. It's the balance, but we can get so caught up in the doing that we forget to be still. And here's part of the challenge with this for all of us. The world is always telling us to do, to have, to be active, to get it done. And spiritually, it's the opposite. So the world is telling us to have, to do, then to be. And spiritually, the formula is to be, to do, and to have. And I think where it's so challenging is that we're always, because of the world that we live in, and the bombardment of constant news and things surrounding us of the world, we have to work to see things through a spiritual lens. It's not the other way around. It's not like we're walking around in this Zen state and looking through. We have to work at it, right? And to me, Mary is, as we've heard before, she's in the presence of pure being. She's in the presence of pure beingness. Now, we do have a struggle to do nothing sometimes. We sometimes still think of being still as something to do. You know those times where you kind of miss the moment, where you're so busy, you miss what you wanted to stop, but you didn't, and then you miss it. Like Martha is missing this visit from Jesus by making sure the house is ready. And who knows where Lazarus was? I don't know. Was he? He might have been asleep, or I think he was in the bedroom on Facebook, getting blocked down on Facebook. But I want to share. We look at things metaphysically, so I want to share something from my Metaphysical Bible Dictionary here that says metaphysically, beyond the physical, beyond what appears to be the obvious. Martha and Mary represent the outer and the inner phases, respectively, of the soul's activity in welcoming the inner spiritual teacher. The soul, which is established in love, is always quick to discern the presence of true thoughts. And the soul welcomes the spiritual, or the teacher, who brings truth. It's also a receptive attitude toward understanding. And feet metaphysically represent understanding. And here Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. So Martha represents the outer activity of the soul that's receiving the higher self. And Mary represents the inner, or the soul receptivity. Martha desires to show her love by service, and Mary shows her love by learning at Jesus's feet. Both of these activities are necessary. But we should take heed that in our desire to serve, we don't forget our times of communion with the Christ within us. We should not set greater value on active service over the quiet, loving receptivity of the Spirit of truth within us. Mary at Jesus' feet represents the soul as learning the lessons of life from the higher self. While the learning of these lessons is given the first place in consciousness, the activity or the service that follows becomes simple and easy. But when Martha, who represents that serving quality, is given precedence, anxiety and irritation result because there's a seeming separation from the source of love and poise and a lack of sense in consciousness. So Martha can be said to represent the material consciousness and Mary the spiritual. And another thing that I think about in this, based on that, is what is Jesus sharing with Mary? His ministry is so much about love. We had the theme of love in February, and I can't help but think that there's still a theme of love here. Like, if we only have love, if we only concentrate on love, if we only focus on love, if we love each other, both sisters are right. And here's the other super important aspect of this story. It's about honoring your passion. Martha has a passion for cooking and cleaning and hosting, and Mary has a passion for learning. And Martha was kind of shooting on Mary, on her sister, on her little sister. You should be helping me. You should be doing this. And it's about honoring your passion and also not feeling like you have to convince somebody else to see things the way you do, to like what you do, to join you in your passion. Everybody, there's room for everyone's passion. And so these women represent these two different aspects of love, because as women in the Bible, that right there tells us that they are representing female energy. That's not women, but the female energy that we all possess. And we don't see these two women as separate because they're two different characteristics of the same thing. We have our responsibilities. We have our things to do. We're here on the planet. And it's so important to honor that stillness, that quiet within us. You know, when we, in those times when we miss, it's like, could have had a V8. A thing I came up with a long time ago was, instead of I could have had a V8, I could have sat to meditate. Yeah, but I was so busy. Time was racing and I had to take care of this. And it's amazing when we give ourselves that time of stillness, that time of meditation, of prayer, of spiritual practice, the other things so often seem to simply fall into place. So we don't have to convince somebody else to join us in what we feel like they should be doing. Nor do we have to succumb to someone who was shooting on us to do. We stand in our truth. We stand in our passion. We get still and connect to the Christ within. And from that place, we do what we need to do to serve, to be of service. And I'm feeling like that might just be a good lead-in to go into meditation, to that place of stillness. So I'm going to invite you to Get still if you're not already, if you're running around doing something, to allow yourself to be still in this moment, in this time. And to just let things settle down. Take a few breaths at your own pace. Let them deepen. Let them fill you up. And let each exhale melt you further down into this sitting position, letting your shoulders drop, your jaw loosen, feel your forehead relaxed. And in this space, let us affirm, I am ever alert to the goodness of God. Martha was so distracted by serving the master teacher that she was forgetting to take an interest in his teachings. When she complained about her sister not helping to serve, Jesus said, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about so many things. Mary has chosen the good portion, the stillness. Whenever our interest is misplaced, we miss out on the good portion of life that is present. But when we remain alert and interested in the goodness of God that is overflowing within us, we're not distracted by details. As we listen to the indwelling Christ, we are renewed, we are strengthened. But we choose to listen to the indwelling Christ and to nurture that place within us, the stillness, the rest. We need do nothing. We release whatever struggle, maybe wanting to tap on the door, the home. And it's our chance to simply be. It's not to do or not to do, it's to be or not to be. Love. Love really is all there is.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on their morn. If we only have embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep without tears.
If we only have love, love that's falling like rain, then the parched desert earth will grow green again. If we only have love, love that's falling like rain, then the parched desert earth melt all the guns.